I appreciate the promises that are true in God's Word. But I'm glad the Lord will stand by you tonight. I thank God for what's going on here this evening. I want to tell you, I'm hitting pretty good on all 8 cylinders tonight. Sometimes I don't hit on all 8 cylinders, but I feel like I'm hitting pretty good tonight. Amen. These folks are doing business right here in this altar, and that's just fine. This altar's always open. I appreciate the man of God tonight. I appreciate Brother Joe Arthur, pastor of Jonesboro Baptist Temple down in Jonesboro, Georgia. I met this man at Westside Baptist Church camp meeting down in Newnan, Georgia. Me and Brother Rule did, and Brother Halbert, Brother Eddie a few years ago. And I thank God that I met him on this side of the river. I appreciate the message God's given him. I appreciate the zeal he has for God. I love him tonight. He's my brother. And I'm going to ask him to come around and preach to us what God's laid on your heart. Brother Joe Arthur, appreciate you.
Thank you, Brother Steve. John chapter number 10 in your Bible tonight. Thank God we serve a good God. Serve a wonderful God. Serve a mighty God. And I'm glad He will stand by His children. Thank God. Faithful. Dr. Canoa used to tell us young preachers, he said, boys, if you don't get nothing out of my teaching but this, get it. God is faithful. Sure He is. Praise the Lord for His goodness. I'll not be long. I promise you I will not offend my brother and take up his time. John, I don't feel like I'm on or loud enough. Give me all you got because my voice is just about gone. I've been hollering at these Baptists all week long. John chapter number 10 in your Bible tonight. Jesus said, verily I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same as a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice. And I want you to underscore this phrase, and he calleth his own sheep, thank God, by name. He calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger they will not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of a stranger. Notice the phrase of verse number 3. And he calleth his own sheep by name. And for a few minutes tonight, that's what I want to preach about. He calleth his own by name. Thank God, I'm glad I know the Lord knows who I am. He knows what I am, and He knows where I am, and He knows what I need, when I need it, and how to get it to me. He knows everything about me. And I'm glad the Bible said He calleth His own by name. I'm glad tonight that I know who the shepherd is. And the shepherd is the Lord Jesus Christ. I like what David said in Psalm 23. He said, the Lord is my shepherd. I like what Simon Peter said. He said, when the chief shepherd shall appear. And so tonight we know who the shepherd is of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm going to also know who the sheep are. You say, who are the sheep? The born again believers. The family of God. The church of God. The building of God. The bride of Christ. I'm glad He satisfies His sheep. I'm glad He saves His sheep. I'm glad He secures His sheep. I'm glad He sanctifies His sheep. tell him that he stands by the sheep. He's the shepherd, and I'm one of the sheep. Now, there are three things in John 10 about the shepherd. In the last part of chapter 10, he would say he's the carrying the shepherd. Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my Father's hand." Thank God, I'm glad he's the caring shepherd. He cares for his sheep. I'm glad tonight I'm in his hand. And no man can pluck me out of the Father's hand. The devil can't pluck me out. My enemies can't pluck me out. The brethren can't pluck me out. The devil can't pluck me out. I can't even pluck myself out. The Lord don't want to pluck me out, so I'm in forever. Someone said, "I'm as safe if I was in the hand of Jesus." It's better than that. I'm as safe as though I was the hand of Jesus. For he said, "Bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh." Thank God I'm in Christ, and Christ is in God, and God in Christ is in me. I couldn't get lost if I wanted to. I'll never go to hell. I'll never be lost. You can hang around for the trip if you want to, but I think I'll leave this world and go to be with Him. And that tonight, the only fire I'll ever feel is the fire of the Holy Ghost that's burning in my soul. I'm glad tonight He is the caring shepherd. The second thing about the shepherd in this passage, in the middle part of this chapter, he's not only the caring shepherd, but he's the certified shepherd. I like what he said in verse 11. "I am." Boy, that's him. That's the language of deity. That's the language of sovereignty. That's the language of him. "I am." He said, "I'm the bread, I'm the water, I'm the way, I'm the truth, I'm the life, I'm the resurrection, I'm the vine, and I am the good shepherd." And then he topped it off and said, "Before Abraham was, I am." And can I say this tonight? He's everything that he claimed to be, and a whole lot more. He's the certified shepherd. He said, "I am." There's no mistake about who's Lord tonight. There's no mistake about who Jesus is tonight. There's no mistake about who's the King tonight. There's no mistake about who's the shepherd tonight. The devil's not the shepherd. I'm not the shepherd. And the Pope's never been the shepherd. But thank God he's the certified shepherd. I am. Certified from God, certified from heaven, certified by the Holy Ghost, certified from that voice that thundered from another world. "This is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased." There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. He's the only door. He's the only truth. He's the only Savior. He's the only Christ. He's the only shepherd. Brother, he's not a hireling. He's not a false shepherd. He's not a mean shepherd. Thank God he's a good shepherd. He's a great shepherd. He's a gentle shepherd. He's a glorious shepherd. He's a holy shepherd. He's the real shepherd. He's the certified shepherd. In the Old Testament, them sheep had to die for the shepherd. But when you get on this side of the covenant, the shepherd dies for his sheep. I'm one of his sheep, and I'm glad the Lord is my shepherd. He's a caring shepherd, and thank God he's a certified shepherd. Then in our text verse tonight, he's not only the caring shepherd, he's not only the certified shepherd, Thank God he's the calling shepherd. He calleth his own by name, and his sheep know his voice, and a stranger they will not follow. Several years ago, I was preaching up in Abingdon, Virginia. I was preaching for a fellow by the name of John Serber. He pastors a Baptist church, and on the side, he raises sheep. He's a twofold shepherd, physically and spiritually. We got through eating supper one night. We went out on the back porch, and at his yard, there were hundreds of sheep. He said, "Brother Joe, it's time to feed them some grain. I don't want you to call my sheep down to the fence." Well, I'd never called sheep before. I didn't even know how to begin. I knew when you call cats, you say kitty, kitty. And when you say dog, you say doggy, doggy. And when you say horse, you say horsey, horsey. And so I just said sheepy, sheepy. That's all I knew to say. I stood by there, hollered, "Sheep, sheep." I went, "Hey, come down." And brother, they never looked at me. They never stopped what they were doing. I never got their attention. A few minutes old, John said, "Preacher, watch this." He cupped the hand around his mouth, and all he did was go, "Oh!" And every sheep in the county, I think, came down to the fence. You know why? I was a stranger to them. They did not know my voice. But thank God, they knew the voice of the shepherd. I want to say tonight, if the heavenly shepherd ever calls your name and speaks to your soul, thank God you'll know who he is. I don't know everybody, and I don't know a whole lot, but I know somebody who's everybody, and he can do everything, and he's got all power, and I know his voice. I'm glad tonight he calleth his own by name. Real quick tonight, I want to carry you on a sheep hunt through the Bible. And I'm going to show you three places where the heavenly shepherd called his own by name. Over there in Luke chapter number 10 and 11, where it talked about the Son of Man came to seek and to save that which... Boy, I'm glad he did. That's a little old fella. The Bible said he was rich. Oh, but the Bible said he was short of stature. And the Bible said he was a tax collector. And everybody hates the IRS. And he was rich in this world's goods. But he was bankrupt toward God. But the Bible said he sought to see Jesus. Now, I know what the Bible said. The Bible said no man seeketh after God. I know that. And that is not a contradiction. Oh no. When it said he sought to see Jesus, that is not a contradiction. There are no contradictions in this Bible. There are three things I am not. I am not an Arminian. And I am a Calvinist. And I'm not a Bible corrector. You say, what are you? An old-fashioned believer of everything that God said in the Bible. And brother, I believe the Word of God. There are no contradictions in this Bible. The only contradiction is that flab between your two ears. God said what he meant and meant what he said. And there are no contradictions in the Bible. The Bible does say that no man seeks after God, and it's right. But wait a minute. When you get on the Holy Ghost conviction, God hangs you over hell, you'll start hunting for the water fountain. The Bible said, woo, he sought to see Jesus. What would make a tax collector want to see Jesus? What would make a publican want to see Jesus? What would make a man who's rich in this world's goods want to see Jesus? I believe he was on the snot slinging Holy Ghost conviction to the door. And he said, "Lady, it's time to pay your taxes." She said, "My boy just died, and I ain't got no money. Come back in about 30 days, and I'll pay you." Maybe he went down the road and opened the door.
And maybe a blind man came and said, "Hey, I can't pay, I'm blind. I ain't got a job. May come back later and maybe I'll have some." Maybe went down the road an old leper came to the door and said, "Unclean, unclean. I've been cast out. I ain't got any money. Come back later." Well, maybe he goes back later, knocks on that door, and a little boy opens it up and says, "Hey, Zach, we've been waiting on you." Maybe old Zach said, "Oh, I thought you were dead." He said, "I was, but Jesus came to my funeral, breathed on my dead body, and I got up from the grave." Went down and knocked on the next door. There came a man to the door and said, "Hey, Zach, I've been waiting on you." Zach said, "Hey, I thought you were blind." He said, "I was. But the Nazarene walked by. His name's Jesus. And he opened my blinded eyes." Maybe he walked up to another door and knocked on the door. And a man came whose skin was white as snow. And old Zach says, "Hey, I thought you had leprosy." He said, "I did. But me and my buddies went down yonder and we got healed. And I'm the one that came back and thanked him for it." Well, I see Zach walking down the road. Raises dead people. Opens the eyes of the blind. Cleanses lepers. What was his name again? Jesus. Jesus. Let me get it straight. Raises dead folk. Opens blinded eyes. Heals lepers. You know what I bet he can do? If he can do all of that, I bet he saves sinners. I want to see him. I want to see him. I sure would like to see him. Boy, if you think Zacchaeus was wanting to see Jesus, Jesus was wanting to see Zacchaeus more than Zacchaeus was wanting to see Jesus. He sought to see Jesus, but he had a problem. He was a little fella, and there's a big crowd there. And so he went to the tree. Good place to meet him. Went to the tree, climbed up to the top, and he's looking for Jesus. But thank God Jesus was looking for him. Now listen to this. Out of all the trees that grew in that world, Jesus came to the very tree. Do you remember that night when the Holy Ghost freed you? I said, do you remember that night when the Holy Ghost hounds of heaven got on your trail and freed you? Oh, Adam hid behind the tree. Elijah climbed under the tree. Zacchaeus climbed up the tree. Jesus died on the tree. And one day we're going to sit by the tree while we're planted by the tree. Boy, I want to tell you, out of all the trees, Jesus came to the very tree. Out of all of the churches in America, he came to the very one you sat. Hallelujah! And brought conviction to your soul. Think about this. Out of all the people on planet Earth that God could love and save, he saved you and he saved me. Thank God I'm that one day. The Holy Ghost got on my trail and run the upper tree. And when I couldn't go, hallelujah, to where Jesus was, thank God, children, he came to me. That when Jesus got to that tree, he didn't say, "Hey, anybody up there?" He got to that tree, he didn't say, "Who's up there?" He knew where the tree was, and he knew who was up the tree. Remember now, he calleth, it's hot in here. He calleth his own by name. He came to that tree and he said, Zacchaeus. You remember that night when he came to your church? When he came to your house, came to your tree, and called your name, Zacchaeus, come down, cause today I'm going to part in your house. He came down. Praise God, Jesus saved him. I'm glad, hallelujah. One night, in my bedroom, he called my name. I heard his voice, and I was saved by the grace of God. He calleth his own by name. Zacchaeus, come down. I want to go home with you. You remember that night and God pulled you down out of your tree, you was up? And he went home with you. And he's been camping out at your place ever since. I didn't even know God knew me. I didn't know God knew my name. I didn't know he was interested in me. I didn't think anybody really was interested in me. But thank God he was. Came to me. Called my name. He's a personal Savior and he saves in a personal way. I'm glad he calleth his own by name. Quickly. John chapter number 20, there's another sheep that got their name called. Jesus has been to Calvary, bled and died, and then been by the garden tomb and done kicked the end out and said, I'm alive forevermore. There's one of them women that loved him. Her name was Mary Magdalene. I found out most sinners that God saves get in love with Jesus real quick like. Boy, she went down out of the grave to pay tribute to the one that loved her. When she got down there, the stone was already rolled away. And then the angel went at the foot, down at the head, and said, why seek ye the living among the dead? And honey, she went to pieces. She said, oh, I wanted to see him one more time. I wanted to tell him that I loved him one more time. Do you know where he's at? Do you know where he is? Do you know where he's at? I can't find my master. I can't find my Savior. I can't find my Lord. Oh, tell me, where is he? I want to take another look at the one that saved me. Where is he? Boy, she turned to walk away weeping. And the Bible says she begins to talk to this man. And she thinks he's the gardener. And I guess he really is the heavenly gardener. He does plow, prune, pick, and pluck. Amen. And she said, hey, do you know where my Lord is? Have you laid him somewhere? Can you tell me where to go find him? You know who she's talking to all the time? She's talking to him. And he didn't give her no three-point dissertation on the resurrection. He just, remember now, he calleth his own by name. There she is a-weeping. Weeping in the shadows. My God, he's gone. Where is Jesus? Oh, I can't find him. He just slips up and says, Mary. Boy, when he said Mary, she said, Rabboni, Master, it's you. Yeah. You better believe it. Oh, dear, sometimes you get depressed. Sometimes you can't find God. Sometimes you wonder where God's at. But He's in the shadows. He'll call your name. And when He knows, hallelujah, He'll give you something to shout about.
Well, can you see her running out of that cemetery like a scared hank? Man, she runs up that upper room, knocks on the floor. Open the door, open the door, open the door, open the door. Old Simon Peter, he said, she said, it's me, Mary, man. Open the door, man, and I got something to tell you. He opened the door and she's going, Peter! Boy, you ain't gonna believe it. And Thomas, I know you ain't gonna believe it. He's alive! I can see Thomas saying that, Mary. You know how you women are. You get hysterical. You're getting beside yourself. Calm down, hon. How do you really know? She said, boys, I heard him when he called my name. She said, my daddy called me Mary. And my mama called me Mary. And you boys been calling me Mary. Hallelujah, but ain't nobody ever said Mary. But she said Mary. She said, I was in the shadows and I heard him when he called my name. You said, preacher, I'm in a dark place. Well, hang on, honey. He's in the shadows. He'll call your name. You'll hear his voice. And when you hear him call your name, you will know he's alive. Quickly, the third and last one. John chapter number 11 has an old boy by the name of Lazarus. He's got something good going for him, though. Jesus is his best friend. Jesus is in another.